This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide on this Monday, already the 7th day of August 2017. Well, Peter Thiel has been hedging his bet on Donald Trump, telling folks publicly he thinks it's off to a terrific start, but hedging his bets 50-50, saying it's going to end in disaster. I'm going to tell you how the Trump administration is going to end one way or another when we come back. But first, the great news is this. The sleeping giant has awakened, and we can thank all of you out there and Donald Trump for that.
Have you seen any Russians in West Virginia or Ohio or Pennsylvania? Are there any Russians here tonight? Any Russians? They can't beat us at the voting booths. So they're trying to cheat you out of the future and the future that you want. They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want with a fake story that is demeaning to all of us. And most importantly, demeaning to our country and demeaning to our Constitution.
You know, I've begged Trump to do fireside chats at least twice a week, but really these are fireside chats with studio audiences. He must do a weekly rally like he's doing, and he must bring people in and give speeches in the White House every day to take control of the narrative. And all of us must understand this is the big battle for America's future. This is it, against total criminals, against foreign multinationals that thought they had this country, that want to break our back financially. And we've got to continue to understand that we are having a total political realignment, winning the state houses, winning the governorships.
Today, I will tell you with lots of prayers and lots of thinking, today, I tell you as West Virginians, I can't help you anymore being a Democrat governor.
Record Democrats converting to Republicans. They've lost every special election. There's been more than 100 of them. There's been 4 congressional special elections. All of them have been won by Trumpites. The Pauls are joining with Trump now because they know he's for real. That's right, the Pauls, Rand Paul and others, are joining with Trump. We have to give our full support to Trump. Getting chills right now. This is so epic. Yeah, if you're not all in now, folks, you know how much the globalists hate you, how much George Soros hates you? I mean, this is crazy. This is like serial killer child molesters want full control, and it turns out that's what they are. But they're up there on national TV saying it's the end of Trump, the end of Trump. Everyone hates him. His base is turning against him. And then we can go get the corporate numbers, the inside numbers, the bot numbers, the computer numbers, just like we did during the campaign. And it shows Trump as popular as he's ever been, except for maybe Inauguration Day and Nomination Day. I mean, those were his all-time highs. But all the AI systems predicted his win. And then you just see the numbers online and the support. It's only intensified. I saw his support dip big time when he supported the bad version of Obamacare bill because he was lied to about what was in it. And then he came out and said, I was lied to. And then by the fourth version, it was something Rand Paul said was good. And you notice the Republicans wouldn't pass it because they wanted to screw people, the Republican leadership. The Freedom Caucus supported it. Just like the Democrats have all gotten together and have agreed to just engage in criminal activity with the media and to just do things they've never done before because it's seen as acceptable to be completely criminal in this jihad of trying to keep the sleeping giant from awakening. The Lilliputians are in full panic mode. Here in Gulliver's Travel World.
What is this thing?
Where are you from?
I'm from the island of Manhattan.
Were you the president?
I was actually known as President the
awesome?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a national emergency. Important instructions will follow.
Shots fired.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes.
Crystal Palace and Narrators declare DEFCON 3 scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
A Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports 2 unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
from the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
The only winning move is not to let.
The problem with not playing the game is the Clintons and the same genius globalists that have got us into this situation we're currently in are the ones that gave North Korea the ICBMs and the nuclear reactors to be able to produce the fissile material. And they gave these individuals that can't even manufacture their own automobile, that can't even make their own power transformers, that can't even produce their own telephone lines. They have to ship it all in. But they got lots of uniforms and lots of artillery and lots of forced labor camps and death camps. And now they've got ICBMs that it's taken them more than 16, 17 years to even learn how to use. And they produced the fissile material. And the plan was the strategy of tension to bring in global government, to bring in more UN control, to clean up the North Korean problem. That's why they call it the strategy of tension and the strategy of patience and all this other garbage, creating worldwide crises and then offering their solutions. And North Korea is in the news today. This is from Reuters. North Korea ready to teach U.S. a severe lesson with nuclear weapons. And, of course, they're criticizing the U.N. abused its authority. Because finally, even the U.N. and China are saying that North Korea is out of control. Because Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un's father, was under China's control. Kim Jong-un, to a great extent, is not under their control and is out of his mind. And the clock is ticking on President Trump and the world having to do something about it. And it sits fairly and squarely at the feet of the Clintons and the globalists and the ideology of communism visited upon the planet by U.S. and British and German intellectuals in the last 150 years. Revenge will be thousandfold. North Korea vows to attack America as Kim Jong-un demands justice for Donald Trump, trying to isolate and stifle his country. Boy, you talk about projection. Isolating, stifling your country under Marxist, Leninist, Stalinist, Maoist oppression, where you grow fat off the blood of your people, and they're taught that you're a god. And we have the bizarrest, absurdist vision of you hobbling around with your childhood idol, Dennis Rodman. Incredible. But that's the cult of big government. That's what they want. It's what they're pushing. And it's where all forms of centralization lead, pure, unadulterated authoritarianism with a spoiled, rotten elite on top and a giant, unwashed, dumbed-down, enslaved mass on the bottom. And that's what we're fighting existentially. Now, before I get into all the ultra-massive news today, obviously, thematically, you've got former Reagan administration officials, former Clinton administration officials, former CIA directors, former directors of national intelligence. You've got all the big cheeses in the news It's up on Infowars.com, a Paul Joseph Watson article. And they are saying that the preparations to remove President Trump in the near future are underway. There's the headline, ex-Reagan official, Trump should be gone by February. The swamp will make mincemeat of him. Now, that said, I have been publicly begging the president to launch his own media operation to have fireside chats. They have done something along those lines with the announcement of Real News, a once-a-week, hour-long program. It's going to start 30 minutes, move to an hour. They've hired a former CNN reporter, basically a teleprompter reader, to read and break down the clips. And guaranteed, with his 60-something million followers on Twitter alone, under his two accounts, and you count the rest of his family, 80 million, if they don't stifle and block it, it will have the most views of anything in the world. I mean, already when Trump puts out videos and puts out speeches, they get seen tens of millions of times outside of mainstream media. And, of course, CNN panicked. Presidents could have fireside chats as Franklin Delano Roosevelt. They could have weekly radio addresses, but they're saying this is state-run media. This is pure evil. No, state-run media is the CIA-established State Department office under Obama that's still operating, trying to stop independent media in America, and the media demonizing Rex Tillerson because he's not letting him spend the money or letting the FCC come in and try to shut down free press. I mean, they're in the news with a straight face saying shut down the independent free press, and now they are going into hysterical gesticulations and flip-flopping and gnashing of teeth and running around like the proverbial chicken with the head lopped off. Stories up on Infowars.com. We've got the announcement, and then we've got all of the freaking out. But here is Trump launches the Real News broadcast. I'm going to play that clip, but just think about this. This is only a program once a week to actually show the real accomplishments and an interface with the public. I mean, Obama had massive teams putting out his own propaganda. The difference was no one wanted to watch it. And so the president more and more is isolated. Fox News is clearly showing its colors right now, except for Sean Hannity, basically. And this is the right move, but it needs to be more than this. And this is what Scaramucci wanted to do. And this is why the power structure feared him so much. But this is Scaramucci's plan going into function. But we need Trump every week addressing people point blank with a stack of news articles, holding them up, going through the lies. When they say he hasn't accomplished anything, go through what he's accomplished. Things like that. When they say that they're trying to cheerlead the fall of the economy, he needs to be there exposing who did it. Those are the big issues. But this is the right direction. This is a really great move. Here it is. Trump launches a Real News broadcast.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kaylee McEnany. Thank you for joining us as we provide you the news of the week from Trump Tower here in New York. More great economic news on Friday. The July jobs report added a better-than-expected 209,000 jobs. Overall, since the president took office, President Trump has created more than 1 million jobs. The unemployment rate is at a 16-year low, and consumer confidence is at a 16-year high, all while the Dow Jones continues to break records. President Trump has clearly steered the economy back in the right direction. On Wednesday, the president introduced the RAISE Act. For decades, a steady rise in immigration has depressed the wages of American workers. The RAISE Act will increase wages, decrease poverty, and save the taxpayers billions. Americans deserve a raise, and President Trump is finally putting the American worker first. Also on Wednesday, President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to one of our Vietnam War heroes, Specialist 5 James McLuhan. McLuhan risked his life on 9 separate occasions, saving many of his wounded peers. President Trump also honored veterans as a whole with yet another VA reform package that will enable millions of veterans to receive better access to care. President Trump is dedicated to honoring these men and women who fought valiantly for our country and ensuring that they receive the care that they deserve. Thank you for joining us, everybody. I'm Kaylee McEnany, and that is The Real News.
This is just the embryonic kickoff, but it's got CNN, MSNBC having convulsions because the fake news can't believe that Trump's going to have his own voice.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a bunch of guests joining us today. A ton of mainstream announcements that they have a plan to forcibly outside the Constitution. Remove President Trump. It's an incredible time to be alive. The latest on North Korea. The latest on what's happening with the economy. The good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all coming up. But getting back into Trump launching the embryonic beginnings of a weekly news program that simply looks at the accomplishments. Now, why is this so important? With his two different Twitter accounts, way over 60 million followers, They're now blocking his Twitter account. They're now auto-disliking it, even when you click that you like it, kind of like a voting machine when you vote for a libertarian or conservative and it makes you vote for the Democrat, like happened in so many states where you try to vote for Trump and it would go vote for Hillary, or you tried to vote for Sanders and it would vote for Hillary. Or the nominees, it would give her the nomination, but then they just ignored that and had the superdelegates take it away. It's the same deal. You're hitting A, they're giving you B. You go left, they go right. You go up, they go down. You go high, they go lower. So, breaking, Twitter censors Eric Trump's tweet of the Drudge Report that simply sent out the federal government's own Congressional Budget Office numbers on the economy roaring back last Friday. And it said this tweet is not available. And we got screenshots of what it was. It was a link to the Drudge Report. And they said, this is not acceptable. This is sensitive. This is in the hate area. So, the great crime now is that Trump would have an info babe read off a few of the accomplishments and point out, when you open your country up to unfettered third world population drive, you will lower your standards. You will lower your overall wages and what the wages can buy. And we're going with the model of Australia and Canada that have open borders, but to skilled workers or to students and people that don't have medical issues, you know, people that contribute to your country. But see, oh no, you've got to take that and turn it upside down like it's some great evil. So let's go to CNN first, flipping out over Trump's Real News broadcast. How dare him have his own video he puts out that they're going to have more trouble censoring. They're so scared.
There's also this new development just in the past hour or so that I want to show all of you. Kayleigh McEnany, who was until recently a CNN commentator, seems to have joined the Trump reelection campaign. She's in a new video on Trump's Facebook page this morning presenting what looks a lot like a newscast. Let's watch and then discuss.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kayleigh McEnany. Thank you for joining us as we provide you the news of the week from Trump Tower here in New York. More great economic news on Friday. The July jobs report added a better-than-expected 209,000 jobs.
Looks like a newscast has the graphical...
Hit pause again. Back it up 10 seconds. Notice he said, looks like a newscast has the graphics of a newscast. And we've got to use that clip every time now when CNN gets caught in a bunch of lies and just put it all together, showing CNN caught another lie, CNN caught another retraction, CNN caught staging the debate, CNN caught giving the questions to Donna Brazile, CNN caught with fake polls, CNN caught faking location, CNN caught, CNN caught, CNN caught, CNN caught, and then just keep cutting back to Super Mr. Potato Head, excuse me, I meant Humpty Dumpty, sitting up there, Baby Hippo, whatever his name is, saying, looks like a real newscast, the graphics, but is it? Cutting into those job numbers. Because they don't want you to get those job numbers. They want to show you her giving you a little bit of them and then imply it's fake. Is the $4 trillion the stock market fake too? Or the 69% in illegals coming across down? Oh, I'm afraid. Or ISIS basically defeated? Or the Second Amendment now not under as great an attack? Let's finish up with Super Mr. Potato Head.
Like a newscast, has the graphical appearance, sounds like a newscast, but obviously, Jeff Greenfield, it's a promotional effort.
Pause again. Obviously, it's a promotional effort. What are you a promotional effort for? Globalism. The special interests that have hijacked this country. Back it up. Let's play the three people, looks like a newscast, sounds like a newscast, and everybody knows you are the name in anti-American, anti-truth news. CNN is the gold standard of baloney. Let's finish up with fake news, CNN.
Like a newscast, has the graphical appearance, sounds like a newscast, but obviously, Jeff Greenfield, it's a promotional effort, either for the Trump reelection campaign or the Republican National Committee.
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
Not much. I mean, it, look at what's behind her. Campaigns have been trying to do news-like videos ever since there was video. So in the scheme of things, that doesn't strike me as a particularly bothersome problem.
But the president's railing against fake news. Isn't this a sign that he's...
We'll be right back. It's more than acting confident. Oh, we're number one. Everybody hates us, but we're number one. We'll be back, folks.
CN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We'll take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that.
Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now.
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
March. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
But this is where the work of Robert Mueller is critical to our future as a country, because I, you know, in some respects, we're a government and a nation in crisis right now.
You have confidence in the special counsel?
Absolutely.
You both worked with him for a long time when he was head of the FBI.
Absolutely. That was an inspired choice.
They don't come any better.
And nobody better than Bob Mueller, who is a straight shooter and will not be intimidated by anything.
And if he's fired by Mr. Trump, or is tempted to be fired by Mr. Trump, I really hope that our members of Congress, our elected representatives, are going to stand up and say enough is enough and stop making apologies and excuses for things that are happening that really flout, I think, our system of laws and government here.
When you say enough is enough, if he's fired, and he's the president of the United States, so he could tell Rosenstein to fire him if he wants. But if he's fired, what would you want Congress to do?
Well, first of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders that, again, are inconsistent with what this country is all about. But I would just hope that this is not going to be a partisan issue, that Republicans and Democrats are going to see that the future of this country is at stake, and there needs to be some things done for the good of the future.
Now, that's Brennan, who converted to Islam, and he's up there with Clapper, who lied to Congress and said the NSA doesn't spy on the American people. These are the folks with Mueller that took Islam off the list, radical Islam off the list of terror groups when it's 99% of the terror. I mean, these are the people that protected the Clintons through their rampage of criminal activity, through the out-of-control orgy of looting and other felony-type behavior by Obama. The funding of the Muslim Brotherhood, the funding of the overthrow of our allies, the complete opening of our borders, letting criminals flood in, killing all vetting. It just goes on and on, the crimes these people have committed. And then they sit up there and point their finger at Trump with Mueller, who now doesn't have any Russia evidence, so he is expanding to the friends, the family, the neighbors, the renters, everybody on the campaign, looking for perjury, looking for money laundering, looking for somebody that embezzled $1,000. It's the exact same thing that's happening with Benjamin Netanyahu right now. Whether you love Benjamin Netanyahu or hate Benjamin Netanyahu, I always noticed that a big segment of the right wing hated Netanyahu and put Israel in one big monolithic group and made it a touchstone or a sacrament to say Netanyahu ran everything. Well, the big Rothschild, liberal, globalist, Soros combine that we know from the WikiLeaks wants to destroy Israel and that is allied with Islam because they got more money and more people because of the oil. they are trying to get rid of Netanyahu, and the same thing they've done with special prosecutors and special investigators for years, and they finally got one of his deputies to plead guilty to some shady business dealings that are very moderate. And this guy's, I went and actually researched it. This Israeli saying, you know, none of this had anything to do with Netanyahu. But the news here and in Israel is saying, oh, it's over for Netanyahu. His chief aide, former aide, has pled guilty for a light sentence, just probation and a fine for things he's done. But then you actually go read the guy's statement. He said, I'm doing this because they gave me clemency, but it has nothing to do with Netanyahu. But you have to actually go find his statement from his lawyer and his statement, because if you read the news, you won't see that. Unless you look at Jerusalem Online, Ari Haro says he's not trying to put the blame on Netanyahu. And they say somebody might have given Netanyahu's wife a present 10 years ago. It is the most ridiculous stuff you've ever heard of. You've got the Clintons and Obama and the Clinton Foundation, all these groups and just engaged in, you know, 12 million here, 8 million there, 9 million here, 2 million there, from foreign governments to openly change policy within 24 hours of Hillary getting the money. And it's even in the WikiLeaks. Okay, you gave $3 million. We'll get that meeting for you next week with Hillary to change those regulations for you. Oh, there's an arms embargo? Don't worry, the State Department will give you a special license to get around that. I mean, it's crazy. It's so cut and dry. It's what they call open and shut. It'd be like if you committed a crime at the Super Bowl on the main stage. If you committed a murder on the Jumbotron in front of 90 million viewers, you pull a gun out, you shoot somebody, it's you, open and shut, done. It's the same thing with the Clintons. Meanwhile, it's the same thing with this whole Netanyahu thing. There's nothing there. I don't have a dog in the fight for Netanyahu. I just look at the facts. And there's nothing there. And they're saying, oh, he's going to be indicted any minute. But because he's the prime minister, they have similar parliamentary systems that we have, so one branch doesn't overthrow the other, that he won't even have to step down because of the fact that it's a separate branch of government, but that he won't survive the shame of it. And it's the same thing with Trump. That's all they're doing is saying his base has deserted him. No one supports him. He's down in the polls. You're a loser if you support him. The economy's bad. He doesn't have his base anymore. Go back to sleep. On and on and on. And then you actually look at what Trump's doing. Turning the economy on, making companies do bids, fixing the VA, controlling the border, just all basic life support you do for a country. All he's doing is the default settings we had until the early 60s that made us prosperous. Just default stuff. But the mainstream media is running the hoax everywhere that Trump's base is deserting him, and they put out more fake polls. And they take everything he does and try to make it look horrible. And why do I back Trump so hard? Because did you think it'd be easy to take Washington back and to cut taxes and repeal Obamacare and to get out of TPP and to kick the IMF and World Bank out of our government and to get out of the carbon taxes that only the West had to pay? Do you think it would be easy? It's going to be hard. They're going to fight back. And I can't believe how much he's gotten done in 6 months and 3 weeks. I can't believe how we've gone from hell to heaven, comparatively, and then I can't believe how instant gratification has diseased this nation. Even some conservatives I know who never really backed Trump but held their nose, they're kind of like, well, yeah, he's a little out of control and he just stopped tweeting and he needs to get disciplined. And they buy into this thing like they're his mommy and they're his daddy. And yeah, we don't like Hillary, but she's gone now. So we just want to feel authoritative and feel powerful and feel like, you know, we're up here critical of Trump, kind of hedging our bets. Just hedging your bets intellectually. Let me explain something to you and the blue blood Republicans and all the rest of them. The globalists know there has been a total revolutionary awakening to their program. And they know that the people of the world are awake to them and upset about what they're doing. And they know now they can't act like we're still in a free society and leave those systems open, or they're going to completely be economically, culturally, you name it, overthrown peacefully. So they've got to start a fight, start a civil emergency, start a group of crises. They've got to accelerate societal breakdown and then bring in authoritarian control as the supposed answer to that. And it's in their white papers. Bring in radical Islam, bring in 80% military-age men, bring in 10 million of them into Europe alone. Keep the number secret till it's too late. Now they admit 10 million. I thought it was 5 million. 10 million in the last 5 years. And then tell everybody, you don't have free speech anymore. You've got to comply and comport with Islam. They're banning synagogues. New ones being built. Churches being built in some areas of Europe, Australia. They're banning pork being served in at least 7 European countries in their school lunch programs because it, quote, upsets the Muslims. The sky is the limit. They're just using an outside Stone Age authoritarian cult to make everyone then comport with that. Because if you'll comport with that, if you'll put up with that, you'll put up with anything. What do you think the tranny stuff's about? First, it's, oh, be nice to gay people in the military. Don't be mean to them. Sounds reasonable. Now, boom, it's trannies. And let's teach sex changes and give it to anybody you want in the military and turn it into a giant factory of confusion that will sabotage human operations in the military ahead of the robots replacing everybody, which is all admitted. And then when you accept the trannies and the sex changes, well, you'll accept the brain chips and everything else, which they're now admitting. They simply set a new goalpost that sounds incredibly radical, so that you'll accept everything else they were already pushing behind that, and then they can persecute the military and persecute one of the only human cultures left, the male culture of war and defense, and so they can go in and social engineer and take control of that. While they steal from the public all of our basic rights, they give you the right to be transmutagenic, to end your humanity, because that's the biological revolution. That ties together with this report I have here. Fido and Fluffy are ruining the environment. UCLA study says, they say euthanize your pet, euthanize your dog, or euthanize your kitty. Well, why is that? Peter Singer is the spiritual and cultural leader of PETA. PETA is admittedly a transhumanist cult that wants to speak for animal rights so they can leverage out the voting rights of human as a lobby and speak for the animals, but they don't actually care for the animals. And in their teaching, they want domesticated animals to be illegal, from parrots to dogs to cats, and want to make you euthanize them. Now, that's only done so that you will then accept when the government says, we're going to tax you like communist China does for having a dog or a cat, because you owe an allegiance to it. It gives you some normal humanity. Even though it's an animal, it psychologically, it culturally, it spiritually raises your consciousness. They've got computer graphs that show this from the television, from everything, because the animals haven't been completely programmed yet, though Google and Samsung and others are trying to through the TVs, so that it's actually buoying you to even be around a dog or a cat and helping trigger your own humanity. Just like they want you out of the forest, out of the hills, out of the water, out of the fields, away from the horses, just to even have animals in your house, birds tweeting, sun shining, you're not looking at a TV. This is all declassified. Ugly architecture, ugly literature, all declassified. They funded PETA and other groups so that they can then make it guiltful and bad to even have a dog or a cat. So you'll then pay a carbon tax, and they say, oh, your dog has a big carbon footprint, and your cat, so we need you to go ahead and kill him. David Knight shot a big report on it. I tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. California crazies, kill your pet, not just your car. An interesting headline, but none of this is crazy. This is all done 100% by design. This is all done 100% in their own words to absolutely dehumanize you and remove you from any environment that has any vestigial, cultural, ancestral memory basis. It is a full assault, not just on you, but on every plant, every animal, every ecosystem. Everything's being overwritten. Everything's being destroyed by design. And then the people that are doing it claim they represent the environmental movement and are going to tax carbon dioxide because they know you know sunlight's good. They know you know oxygen's good. They know you know water's good. But the fourth element of the carbon cycle is carbon dioxide. You cannot have life on this planet, third rock out, without it. So they're just beginning to say, we need you to eat less meat. We need you to have lower carbon footprint. But if you go to PETA, who's been caught doing it, they go to the pound and get dogs and cats and then euthanize them. I was the first to break that 16 years ago. They go, then they got caught, remember? Throwing hundreds of dead animals into a dumpster. They go and have their members get them, and then they themselves kill them. And people ask, well, why do they do it? Because it's just a sick cult. Behind closed doors, it's completely insane. Hamburgers, steak dinners, you name it. It's all a sick joke. But you have to understand, it's all compartmentalized mental illness by design to teach you to accept total authoritarianism. I mean, imagine just 5 years ago, hey, we're going to make the military have trannies, and then we're going to make the military pay for sex changes. You'd say that's crazy. Now it's just, oh, it's given. Well, you're not hateful, are you? And then it's given that at colleges and high schools, they're saying, oh, we're going to let men and women self-identify and compete on each other's teams. And so now in the Olympics this year, they announced as policy what had already been unofficial policy for the last three summer and winter Olympics, and that is that men can now compete. Of course, there's none vice versa. You don't see women competing with the men. It's about winning. It's about winning the gold medal. It's about people that are neurotic and want to cheat. And it's about men on average who are twice as strong. Men on average who are much, much quicker and faster, just genetically, like in any mammal species, the males are bigger. In some other species, the females are bigger. But in most bird species, the male is bigger and goes out and, you know, gets the food and brings it back and stuff. Because, you know, the female has the eggs, sits on them. It's in general species, females take care of the babies. The males go out, get the food. The males go out and get killed. The males go out and go to war. It's the same thing in chimpanzees, you name it. They're literally turning all that on its head and then acting like I'm weird when I look at a Daily Mail article with a headline, man gives birth. First man gives birth. And you look at it, it's a woman with a uterus and a vagina, and they have a baby. It's all just mental illness by design to confuse culture and confuse your kids. Remember, it's totally cold-blooded. It's not even mental illness from the people at the top. They all know full well 100,000 times what they're doing. Don't believe me. Type in CIA planned transgender movement. Type into search engines. You'll get mainstream news. CIA planned to push homosexuality, reduce population in family. Just Google. CIA had planned to have ugly squat architecture to crush human spirit. When you hear CIA, that just means the big foundations behind the CIA. Every single bit of it is about a war on reality, a war on common sense, a war on you to make you guilty for everything you do, where you can't have or do anything, where you feel so guilty, as Obama and Hillary and Al Gore lecture you when one of Al Gore's houses has 33 times the carbon footprint of the average person, as if carbon's even bad. The toxic waste dumping, the genetic engineering, the nanotech, the pharmacological crops, all of it. Oh, that's not a problem. The geoengineering, that's not a problem. the AI, the destruction of free will. None of that's an issue. No, it's carbon dioxide that plants breathe. And then it's Enron and Dutch Royal Shell and BP are the main funders of the carbon tax for 30 years. But you get the environmentalist cult members saying, oh, you're funded by the oil companies because you're saying that this is a scam. No, the oil companies created it. I'm sorry, I said 33 times. It's 34 times Al Gore's carbon footprint of one home. Excuse me, I'm sorry. But again, you can't have a car. You can't have air conditioning. They can't. It's the elite teaching you to be guilty from birth, that they've got everything and you've got nothing, and that it's cute and fun to be a loser. Now, coming up in the next hour, we've got compilations I haven't gotten to yet with folks that have been inside the Trump White House that have been fired by McMaster for pointing out the left's alliance with Orthodox Radical Islam, Rich Higgins and others. We're also going to have several guests joining us with breaking news from inside the White House and where this war to take down the president and kill our movement to restore the republic is going, and so much more. So that is in the second hour. Also, I saw this a few weeks ago, and I knew where it was going, and I meant to get on air and cover it and predict it. Trump doesn't want to pay three times what the Boeing aircraft are worth, or what they're supposedly worth. And so he told the Air Force, refit some of our old aircraft or repair the ones. They got several Air Force Ones. Repair these. The Air Force came up with a bankrupt Russian airline that bought two aircraft from Boeing but never flew them that are just waiting to be received back to the U.S. And so now the Air Force says, sir, let's retrofit these. This will cost, a tenth of the price. And they're now spinning it that he's buying aircraft from Russia. He has nothing to even do with it. He said, this isn't going to happen while he's president. They're talking about, years from now, having to retire Air Force One. He's just saving money everywhere, giving back his paycheck. They spend that into he's a Russian. Now, again, all of this is economic warfare. They're doing everything they can to shut us down and to cut off our funding. If you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and you simply take advantage of this month's special, the 1776 specials, where I've got many items that are $30, $40 at $17.76. It'll help fund our operation and get great products you need, like BrainForce, our amazing brain pill nootropic with a lot of known compounds to boost healthy brain function and better operation. It's incredible. People love it. 55% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, $17.76. 55% off Secret 12 is $17.76. Oil of oregano is $17.76. Biotrue Selenium is $17.76. Introducing Super Blue mouthwash with all the colloidal silver and more. I need to do a whole promo on that. $17.76. You got 30% off when you get the bone broth, turmeric formula, caveman, that's amazing, and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, we have extended this because it was so incredibly popular. We have extended the air purifier Alexa Pure Breeze special, normally $219. Leading competitors are $400 to $600, basically the exact same unit. We are offering these at 25%+ off because it was such a popular sale. Folks have asked us to continue it. We are continuing it one more week. So if you haven't gotten Alexa Pure Breeze, they're available right now, massively discounted for $149 at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, know it's an InfoWar. We're winning, but only by close margins, so please spread the word.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite...